MSU Opera Theater presents the Stephen Sondheim classic A Little Night Music this Friday through Sunday at the Wharton Center. WKAR's Peter Wharf caught up with MSU Opera Theater director and associate professor of voice Melanie Helton in her studio earlier this week. Melanie shared a few thoughts on this weekend's production, the music of Sondheim, and A Little Night Music's study in three-quarter time.
And so it is a celebration of the waltz. I believe there's only about 20 bars in the whole show that aren't in three. Professor Kevin Noe, our maestro, has done just fantastic work within that three of making it just magical and stretched and really having the sense of dancing. But we set the scene, the leader singers come out, and they give us a vocal overture. You know, a classic Broadway overture gives you the hit tunes in advance. This one does too, although we don't hear Send in the Clowns, interestingly enough. He saves that for later. And so then we get into the machinations of all these crazy families and people who are having affairs, people who are married to people they shouldn't be, people who are running off with people that they shouldn't. And finally, at the end, we get Desiree and Frederick, who were lovers 14 years ago and who know that they are right for each other. They're the only people in the entire show who are ever completely at ease with one another. And those scenes are very, very intimate. And Send in the Clowns, you know, it's a famous song because it became a pop hit. But in the context of the theater, it is shattering. Yeah. It is heartbreaking. And then the reprise when they get back together, that's the spoiler, I guess, but, you know, it's a musical. We figure it'll have somewhat of a happy ending. Is just, I mean, I've bawled every single time we've done it.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground. You in midair. Send in the clouds. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds.
Melanie, you talk about this show in sort of the Sondheim timeline and the production of A Little Night Music in London, in New York, and what a great success it was. It won several of the big Tonys.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the revivals of it have won it as well. There's a recent revival that the first cast, one of the first people who started it, was Catherine Zeta-Jones and Angela Lansbury, and then the second cast, if you even dare to call it that, was Bernadette Peters and Elaine Stritch. So that's pretty much Broadway royalty right there, yeah. And Hollywood royalty as well.
Talk to me then, Melanie, about the challenges that this piece presents to students?
Well, first of all, some of them are the age that they need to be. Mm-hmm. Petra, Anne, Henrik are all right in their age group. But of course, we have an 80-year-old grandmother who's being played by a 25-year-old graduate student. Right. So I actually went to YouTube and I gave her lots of clips of sort of those grand dames of those 30s movies, particularly Margaret Dumont, who was often Groucho Marx's foil,
sure.
Who always was the brunt of jokes, but she managed to keep her dignity. And she managed to keep a certain level of glamour, even though she wasn't a classic glamour siren. So we did a lot of that with videos. The hard part is this is a very big dialogue show. And to find the reality in the dialogue and to not create speeches, but to create actual conversations with people, even when the dialogue lends itself to being sort of speechified. So we've worked very hard on eye contact, on inflection of text, on intimacy. It's not a big... In the two-person scenes, it's not a lot of blocking. A lot of times it's two people sitting and talking to one another. But because of the intimacy of the Peasant Theater, it's really great because you are right up there and personal. The bad thing about that is you are right up there and personal. So if you are not true and honest, everybody's going to see it. So it's really been a challenge for them.
Many people think of Stephen Sondheim in the category of musicals. This is being performed by the MSU Opera Theater, and it's a piece that we do see in opera repertory. Mm-hmm. I believe that the Michigan Opera Theater has it in its repertory. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, first of all, we had some very practical reasons for wanting to do a musical this year, one of which is that we are out of our normal space, the Fairchild Theater, which happily is being gloriously renovated and is expected to open early next fall, so we're so excited about that. And the Paysant seemed to be the alternative. It doesn't have a big space for an orchestra, and what we've done is built a set where the orchestra is actually on a platform above the set. So they become a very visible part of the family, so to speak. So that was one of the reasons. However, this is what we call a legit show. I mean, it was written in the, I believe it's mid-70s. I know it had closed before I moved to New York in 1978, but it had already been a big hit. But it was a real legit singer show, and you don't always get those anymore. And that's the one thing I've always loved about Sondheim, is that he values the real art of singing, and he values color, as well as the fact that he's probably the most brilliant librettist ever in musical theater. I mean, the text of this is beyond belief. It's so sophisticated, and his references are so sophisticated. But it comes back to the music and how that music just grabs us.
How does A Little Night Music stand out in the whole body of Sondheim work? What are some of its qualities and characteristics that make this such a special piece?
I think in many ways it's his least autobiographical. And I think it's perhaps his most accessible, with the exception of maybe Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, which is really a vaudeville. I mean, it's really a pastiche with a very slim story that carries through a lot of great songs. But this one, to me, is the most hopeful. It's the one that is most affectionate about love. It is the one that is least tormented about love. You know, if you get into Company, you have the struggle of Bobby, who's trying to find himself. You have Passion, which certainly is about a woman who is in agony of her love life. Follies, which is about a bunch of opportunities never taken. The nice thing about A Little Night Music is that we have missed opportunities that then get solved, as opposed to leaving them unresolved.
Melanie Helton is Associate Professor of Voice and Director of the MSU Opera Theater. Melanie, thanks so much.
Thank you, Peter. Great to talk to you.
For Current State, this is Peter Whorf.